Robert Battle grew up in Liberty City. His mom still lives there. He went to school here. And this is where he learned to dance. At a press conference where he announced the new piece, he said all of that factors into the work he does today.
That this is still home for me. This is anything that I do is inspired by my upbringing here.
The yet-to-be choreographed dance is called The Attention of Souls. He says it'll be an exploration of loss and new beginnings. Battle didn't go into too much more detail about the dance, but he did say it would be hopeful.
But my name is Battle, so it has to have one.
Hi, stand. We start standing. It's more hopeful.
And we're just going to do little head rolls. So starting to the right, one, two, three, four.
After the press conference, Battle headed downstairs to a dance studio. He changed out of his gray suit and purple tie into a loose black shirt and sweatpants. He swapped his dress shoes for bare feet, back in his element, to teach a modern dance class for aspiring dancers from his two alma maters, Miami Northwestern High School and New World School of the Arts.
So you're going to contract forward, one, and then you step forward, straight legs, two, so you arch back. So you do, and one, and two, arch all over back.
Between combinations, Battle drops encouraging tidbits to inspire about 40 young dancers in the room.
I was always focused while everybody else was going, oh, look at the shiny things. I was looking, trying to find the important things. So as you take your classes, remember that there's a bigger lesson.
He seamlessly corrects a dancer's posture and doles out both life lessons and dance lessons.
You have to have a direction, like a destination. You know, it's like when you're going home. You don't go past your house every day, do you? Right? And go like, oh, there it is. And if you do, you know, so same thing. You have to have some sense of where the line is. Four little jumps, and a six, seven, and an eight, and first. Two.
Battle tells the students a career in dance is not just about technique and physical form.
I didn't get to where I am just by, you know, lifting my leg in the air. Careers are not always sustained by the greatest talent. Because the inability to focus will leave the greatest talent somewhere still trying to put on its shoes.
His story connected because he's from Liberty City. I was born and raised in Liberty City.
10th grader Deontay Jenkins was one of the Miami Northwestern students at the workshop.
And for him to have made it where he is now, that actually like motivated me so I can keep going and fulfill my dreams.
Before Battle left for a flight back to New York, the young dancers crowded around him and peppered him with questions.
Like, what really inspired you to dance?
What inspired me to dance? When I was a kid, Michael Jackson was just sort of taken off on his own. There was the Billie Jean video, and we would all run inside because you didn't have these things. One person in the neighborhood had cable. Then we all would imitate it, you know? So that was a big part of it, imitation. It started with imitation.
He encourages them to dream beyond their realities, beyond their neighborhoods.
I used to call it picturing myself. Like, I'd picture myself performing in front of thousands of people. Now, I was in my little bedroom that I shared with my great uncle in Liberty City. And don't just stop there. Picture what the people look like. As much detail as you can get in what you want to envision is important. The more detail, the more possible it is. Do you know what I'm saying?
And he urged the young dancers to never stop pushing themselves. Most people, he said, would consider becoming director of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, the peak of his career.
I'm making my first piece on the company this year. So I'm still nervous and still trying to work at it.
And that first piece will come to Miami next March. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.